Welcome to What's This Podcast. We are in the car right now, so we're doing this on the fly, on the go.
Yep.
Right?
Yep, we are. I'm driving, so I might not be as energetic as you all are used to.
Oh, yeah, because you bring the energy every week. It isn't me at all.
I sure do.
So we're just going to shoot the shit, I guess, for a little bit since we can't be home. We're actually... Wait till bitch stops talking.
Nope, that's fine.
We're delivering a welcome pack right now, so we got some people flying down to Disney on Wednesday, so I just want to make sure that they get their package on time.
Hand delivery.
Yeah, I can hand deliver it so much better. I don't trust the post office, but that's all right. So we're going to talk about...
Our trip.
I guess our trip.
We've got our trip coming up in 6 months.
6 months? Holy shit, we have to make reservations soon.
Is it 6 months?
Almost. By the end of this month, we'll be making reservations. So, what we did was...
Left onto Lake Street.
Yeah, bitch. We'll take a left.
I'm gonna turn that down.
We don't need her to yell it.
It's comforting.
I'd like to know where to go. So, we sat down and made a little Excel sheet for where we're gonna eat.
We color coordinated that shit, too.
And the nighttime, and some of the nighttime shows and some of the fast passes we want. This is all based on friggin' hearsay at this point because we got touring plans telling us their like projected schedule because Disney, God forbid, can't give you more than one day every day. So I think they're up to September 12th now.
More than one day what? What are you talking about?
More than one day at a time for the schedule.
Okay.
So we got a couple more weeks until we know for sure what our schedule will be when we get there. We also looked at Port Orleans Riverside Tours. I think we're going to try to get a royal room this time.
Hell yeah.
We haven't stayed at Port Orleans Riverside, so I figure why not go out with a bang and get that royal room.
Hopefully a corner royal room.
Hell yeah. I was actually looking at the views this morning on touring plans. Not good views for the royal rooms. Even the river view. I actually saw one that was a pool view. Pool view, right?
Okay.
What do you think is outside the view of the pool view?
I would imagine it's the pool.
You'd think that, right? I gotta show you this when I get home. It is...
Am I gonna get home too?
A huge fucking tree.
Really?
It's a tree.
There's no pool.
There's no... Well, there is a pool. You just can't see it from the pool view.
They should call it the tree view.
It should be a tree view, but you're paying for a pool view. You get that big... I mean, I love to swim me in some tree trunks, you know?
Do you have to pay more?
Punny.
Do you have to pay more for a pool view?
Yeah, and you have to pay... I don't know if it goes... Standard pool river or standard river pool. There's a river view and there's a pool view, but I like the river view better. I don't want to see people like fatties hanging out in their skivvies.
That's what I was thinking. You gotta be a real perv to want a pool view.
I mean, the worst part, I think I'd rather the tree than the pool view, to be honest. I'd be like, yeah, tree view. I love this tree.
Hell yeah, because then it's nature. It's natural.
But the royal rooms are so much more expensive, so you're just paying for everything that's inside. You're not getting an actual view. Like, what I wanted was those fountains that we saw out front with the lights and everything.
The mansions?
Yeah, I want that in front of my room.
Is it worth it, though?
The royal rooms?
Yeah.
I think so.
Like, what's on the inside that makes it that much better? Is it just the theme? Do you get an amenity?
Well, the video we watched, the people got a letter from Tiana welcoming her to her royal room.
Okay, well, she also said she got the exact same letter, just for checking
in. That was for checking into a royal room.
Well, so when they checked in, they handed her the letter.
Right.
And then when she got to the room,
I don't think it was the same letter.
It was the same letter.
There's a letter embedded into the table. You can't take that letter with you.
Oh.
So there's like a letter from Tiana on the table. There's like pictures of every princess. There's Adam and all the princes on the wall. There's a headboard that lights up. There's the genie lamp sinks. I don't know. It just looks like I would love to like come back to that every night and just be like,
no jacuzzi tub.
Not in the room.
Not in the room.
But outside at the pool. And the pools should be open till midnight. So I'm assuming we're going to plan a night for that hot tub and pool and go down that slide and play in the water. And then we'll do another day/night at Polly where we take advantage of that pool because that pool looks great too.
I can't wait to just sit at the Polynesian pool and drink a margarita.
And eat fish tacos.
I could do without the fish taco.
I like me a fish taco. I like me some chicken wings too. that's neither here nor there. What are we talking about?
Polynesian pool.
All right, so what I'm thinking is we're going to talk about the restaurants that we're picking because we're trying new places this trip.
We're trying to try new places. We always try to try new places, and then we always end up falling back on the ones we've been
to. No, I wrote them down, though. I wrote a few goodies, so why don't we go back and forth? I'll say one that we picked, and you can say one that you're excited about.
Do you think I remember?
You don't remember any of them?
No.
You don't remember any of the ones that you're excited about?
No.
All right, well, I'll go first, then, and we'll see what you have
in
a few seconds. So I think we're starting with Via Napoli.
Okay, the pizza. Yeah, I'm excited about the pizza.
We looked at so many pictures of Via Napoli. Holy crap, it looks amazing.
I love me some pizza. And that pizza looks good.
Oh my god. I love me some big-ass mozzarella just spread all over that pizza. Like,
what the hell's it called? It's got a name, doesn't it?
What, the
mozzarella? The one you like?
Oh, the Buffetta?
Yeah, that's it.
It's like Boba Fetta or something?
Yeah.
Oh, it's so fucking good. But, yeah, I'm excited to try that. And then they have that, Zeppoli's. I'm the worst Italian. If anybody knows me, I can't pronounce shit. Zeppoli, maybe? It's like a fried dough ball. It's almost like a hush puppy, it looks like.
I thought it was like a Zeppelin.
No, not a Zeppelin. We're not going to eat a blimp, I don't think. But we're going to eat, like, fried dough balls and dip them in, like, chocolate syrup.
Rainbow.
Yeah, it had like chocolate syrup on the side.
So it's got the powdered sugar and the chocolate
syrup. Yeah. And they had like calamari, they had like mozzarella sticks. I don't know why I said it like that. What else did they have?
What, the sticks or the calamari?
Mozzarella sticks. Calamari. Molto bello. Yeah, that was, I don't know. I'm excited for that. It looks like crispy burnt pizza, which I like. It's like stone oven. Brick oven.
It's like a 900 degree oven where you throw it in for like 90 seconds.
Yeah. Oh, it looks so good. It's different than like Prince Pizza, which I also love, but that's like a buttery, crispy.
Prince Pizza.
Prince Pizza is the bee's knees.
For those of you who don't know what it is, it's good, but it's essentially just frozen pizzas.
No.
Heated up. Yeah,
it's fresh. It's like the best pizza I've ever, well, except for that New York pizza, the artichokes pizza.
It's artichokes pizza is definitely, I crave that shit. I dream about it.
I need to go back to New York and have, like, I need to go to that pizza place like 3 times in 1 weekend.
But Prince Pizza, it's good, but it's not the best.
It's just, no, it's,
I mean, we gotta,
the best.
I'm just trying to explain it to the listener because
it's
I'm
not
sure a
typical
lot of
pizza. It's like a buttery, oily crust.
It's very, very crispy.
Very, very crispy and like not so saucy, not tomato-y. Which I do like some tomato chunks on my pizza if I'm in the mood for it.
I do not.
I like chunky, like Bertucci's. I actually like their pizza, even though it's a chain. It's really good.
Well, I like a Pizza Hut, and that's a chain.
And what's the other place? What's the place at the mall, but you get it at the restaurants better?
Sbarro?
No. I'm going to need some Sbarro.
Pizza Regina?
Regina. It's at Polcari's, but they have really good pizza, too. But it's hard. Pizza's hard around here. Like, I tried so many places in Salem, and there's just no good pizza.
No, Flying Saucer pizza is wonderful.
Flying Saucer, best pizza in Salem.
If you come to Salem, you get the Flying Saucer pizza.
I will stand by that. Best pizza in Salem by far is Flying Saucer. We'll give them a good shout out there. What was the Muffetta? What was it called that we got?
The Mars Attacks?
Mars Attacks.
Yeah.
Yeah, it has that, like, I don't know if it's called Buffetta. I have no idea what the hell the fucking liquidy mozzarella is on it, but they make their own meatballs, which are spicy but really
like
good.
They taste like a sausage, but in a meatball form.
And then the tomato sauce is so good. I like me a sweet sauce too, like a sugary sweet pasta sauce.
I know
sauce.
You do.
But only if I'm craving it. I can't have that on pizza all the time. So Via Napoli, that's what I'm excited about for lunch. And do you have any in mind that you want to mention?
The Akershus.
Akershus.
Akershus, that's the one.
Akershus is the Norway restaurant where you get to meet a bunch of princesses.
I'm excited because I love to meet princesses.
Yeah, that's the bottom line for you. You don't care what you're eating. Just get me some Ariel, some Snow White, and some Aurora.
Put me a few princesses in front of me and I'm happy.
I've been there for breakfast and it was less than stellar.
Was it American?
No.
Or was it?
Yeah, it was just a continental American
breakfast. So just a regular,
breakfast.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well,
so
we're not going for that.
We are going for dinner.
We're going for a traditional Norwegian cuisine.
Yeah.
My homeland.
Do you remember the dish you wanted to get?
No.
I remember. Mine was pork chops.
Wait, you remember the dish I want to get?
No, mine. I think yours was steak or something.
It was.
Mine is a pork chop with raisin and apple chutney on the side and, like, rotten scalloped baked potatoes or whatever. I can't wait to eat that. And I think their desserts look good, but they bring you, like, so it's family style, but you get to order your entree. So what they'll do is they'll start. This is from what I've read.
I'll give this
a good review after, I guess. We'll probably do, like, a vlog or some shit like that. But they basically start you with cheeses, meats, fish, like smoked salmon, fruit bowl, cucumber salad. I forget. I think there was another salad that they give you, too.
I don't know.
I think they give you rolls and butter, too, which I'm all about, the butter.
More butter, more better.
Yep. So you get those for starters, and then you order your entree. You can order, like, chicken. I think there was a shrimp and scallop casserole type thing. There was a braised beef, pork chops. It was a vegetarian one. And then the meatballs, the Norwegian meatballs, which I'm probably not going to order, but, like,
I want to try them. They should have, like, a sampler.
You know what I do? I think they might let you order more than one since it's just one set price. Remember we went to Sci-Fi and we could order more if we wanted to for that?
I don't remember.
We did the Star Wars breakfast.
I do remember the Star Wars.
And we read online that you can just order more entrees, and they're not going to, like, charge you more because it's just family style. Like, you can order more of the
starters. They're making these
starters.
Anyways.
Yeah, so
why not take advantage
skin
of
off their back. So I might ask just for a side of meatballs just to try it.
Like, yeah, let me try some of that meatballs.
There's also meatballs on the kids' menu, so I'm assuming it's just a smaller size of the meatball entree. And then for dessert, I think there was, like, a trio of desserts that they give you to sample or whatever. And so that's not bad. For, like, $35, you get, like, appetizers, entree, and dessert. The ambulance. I don't know, I'm excited for that, and, what else? I'm kind of awkward with princess meet and greets because they're face characters, they don't have the big heads on them.
The most awkward one for me was Ariel because she was legitimately not wearing anything.
Yeah, she was super naked. Yeah, so, Agrishus, yep.
It's your turn now.
Okay,
I came up with one. Surprisingly.
The next one I'm excited about is... What's a new one? What are we trying? Oh, yeah, Yachtsman.
Yachtsman?
Yachtsman looks delicious.
Yahtzee?
And I've heard only good things. The only thing I was turned off by is that truffle mac and cheese has freaking...
Onion strings.
All over it.
French's onion strings.
What do I need French's onion strings on my truffle mac and cheese for?
That's
like,
not a green bean casserole. Get that out of here.
I'm totally asking for it without that shit on there. Maybe if you put just crackers on it, that'd be one thing, but, like, what the hell am I going to do with onions? I don't want onions on it. So, we saw our, what was it, like a 32-ounce porterhouse we're getting, I think? It was like $120. 21 day aged.
Yep.
It looks so fucking good, though. It looks like they cut it, but, like, it's still attached to the bone.
That'll be my first time trying an aged.
Yeah, me too.
A dry aged.
I think that'll be, like, the splurge that we do, because, and we're splitting it, so it's not like it's huge.
Maybe we'll have some gift cards by then, too.
Yeah. Yeah, throw us some gift cards, people.
Yeah.
Yeah, just mail those out.
I didn't mean these folks.
Donate to the fund of Yachtsman.
Or different parents.
So, yeah, that'll be fun. I mean, I stayed at Yacht Club, but I don't remember where Yachtsman was exactly. It must have been, like, down a hallway I didn't go to or something. So, that'll be fun, I guess, to go check out Yacht Club.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'll be alright.
I don't know, you didn't sound super amped about that one.
Well, the resort rooms weren't nice at all, but that's neither here nor there. We won't be looking at those. But I like the Yacht Club and the Beach Club, like, area. I like just walking through there. It's really nice. So your turn if you have any other restaurants that we're going to.
I was trying to think.
You can mention the two faves that we're going to.
Well, I had California Grill, but we've done that one already.
Yeah, we haven't talked about it.
We haven't?
Best dish, I will say, on property. I'm swearing by this, is that bone marrow.
You think that's the best dish on all of Disney World property?
Yeah, I mean, it's an appetizer, so I guess it's the best appetizer, but overall, I crave that dish over everything else.
I would definitely say it's the best appetizer, but I don't know if I would say it's the best dish.
Okay. Fair enough. I don't care.
Yeah, but now you've got me. Now you got me circling
what else
in my
would
head
it be?
Looking for a different dish.
Like unless I have that 21-aged steak and die and go to heaven.
And actually, you know what? I'd say maybe at Jiko, the wild boar.
Again, that's an appetizer.
That appetizer might be better, though. It was more filling. There was a lot more to
filling,
it. It had
but
the polenta.
Taste?
I guess you don't want an appetizer to be filling, though.
That's true. We were pretty full after that. We had split a meal after that, but I don't even know. We didn't even finish our California Grill meal because
because of the fireworks.
No, that's not why. Because we had bone marrow. Then we had the sushi, which was like spicy scallop sushi, I think.
Yeah, I mean, it was good.
That was really good.
I don't think I'd recommend it, though.
You know what it did, though? It came with these pickles that I love.
You do love pickles.
I want to get that just to get those pickles again. And then we got the braised beef, I think we got, or something like
The braised
filet. Filet, we got filet.
The braised beef we got
at
Jiko.
We got filet at California Grill with these fingerling potatoes that came in like this cheese sauce. That cheese sauce was bomb. That was really good. What did it come out? It came with like those rainbow carrots. Those were pretty good. Roasted rainbow carrots.
Yes, I enjoyed those very much. Were they carrots or was one of them a
turnip or something?
Yeah.
Something like that. Sorry, where?
That was difficult for me, but
yeah.
I did it.
We didn't get dessert at California Grill either. So we could try that next time if we're still hungry. But I want to try that goat cheese ravioli appetizer. Alright, let me pick another one.
Do you have the list? Oh, actually, you know what?
I remember them, so you don't have to look because you were driving.
Valid.
So
I
the
remember
next one
that as I was doing it.
I remember that we're trying is Skipper Canteen.
Yep.
I don't even think we looked at the menu because I don't want to be turned off. I looked at it briefly.
I think we're going more for the atmosphere, though, right?
Yeah. I just want to walk through all those rooms and, like, look at every single thing possible because it looks amazing. It should be fun. I mean, they should be doing, like, a skipper punny routine, I assume. I hope. That's what I'm hoping for.
So you're telling me...
I want Kungaloosh dessert. That's
I could
I
walk in there, and they're going to tell me the same jokes I heard on Jungle Cruise?
No, they'll be different, but it should be punny and shit. It looks so cool, though. It was, like, huge. We watched a walkthrough of it. It's like a 20-minute video. It was huge. That's what she said. But I want to get... I don't know. I don't want to get that head-on shrimp. That looked disgusting. I guess I'll get the steak. I always just get the steak because it's safe.
Well, probably, I mean...
Except if I'm, like, at All-Star Sports, I'm not getting the steak.
I'll get an appetizer and...
Yeah,
maybe a burger,
you
but...
know, I want to try some, like, foreign stuff. It's supposed to be, like, Asian-Indian-type food, I believe. So, I want to try something different, maybe. Like, I don't know, whatever those bean pancake things they have or whatever. Maybe I'll just get, like, maybe we can split appetizer, entree, dessert, I guess.
Yeah.
And they added alcohol, but guess what they have on draft? Or not even draft, it might just even be in bottles.
Blue Moon.
Blue Moon.
Gross.
And Stella Artois.
Gross.
Yes, that's what I came to the Magic Kingdom for. Fucking Stella Artois. Which I love, but I don't drink beer anymore, especially because those wheat beers give me a fucking headache.
Yeah, the wheat beers, they suck.
Fuck those wheat beers. You couldn't just make the goddamn, like, Kungaloosh or whatever alcoholic beverage that they have. They couldn't just do that. The Weiser's slush or whatever. They couldn't make that alcoholic. How about the damn hell? Ooh, Chili's. I want Chili's. I fucking love queso.
Me too.
That's all I like at Chili's. The rest of this shit. It's just shit. Do you have another one, or should I keep going?
You can keep going. You seem to have a good grasp on where we're at.
Alrighty then. So, the next one, let's see, we have Anchor Juice. What else do we have? We already touched upon Jiko. What's the other one? Think. We are doing Ohana at the Meetup for dinner. We are doing 1900 Park Fair for breakfast for the Meetup. And by the way, the Meetup is September 29th, September 30th, and October 1st. In And October 1st, we're doing Beer Garden for lunch. I'm excited to try that. I looked at that menu, and it looked amazing.
The show looks really cool.
Yeah, it does. We watched a little bit of a video of the show. It looks so fun. And the ziggy-zaggy. But then we have, like, big pitchers of beer and stuff. That'll be great.
Now, what kind of beer? Because I don't want...
German, I assume.
Stella Artois.
Is that German? I think that's...
It's Belgian.
Belgian, yeah.
But it's not really. It's made here.
I bet there's good beer there. Should be.
Wow.
It's called Beer Garden, so it should be good beers, I assume.
It's called beer.
I'm going to get some knockwurst, some fucking sauerkraut, all the other German shit. I love German shit.
I think we all do.
That sounds so good. It's a buffet, too, so we'll have, like, a huge long table for, like, 20 people, and we'll just eat the shit out of shit and drink the shit out of shit and have some shit. It'll be good shit.
Well, all right.
And then we are going, we looked at Trails End Disney food blog.
Oh, for the brunch, right?
Or breakfast. Oh, yeah. Let me tell you. We looked at Ohana for breakfast. No.
No.
No. Just no.
No, thank you.
No, thanks. So, basically, if you're paying $35 for breakfast, I would assume you get more than 5 items.
Nope.
No.
Lilo, menu at Lilo Ohana. Can't afford that.
Lilo's a poor bitch. So, menu at Ohana was... coconut bread with, like, icing on it.
Which, you know, that sounds nice.
Fine. Yeah, I could eat that. Scrambled eggs.
Well, yeah, again, all right, cool. But again, that should be at any breakfast.
Hit or miss. I get it at the buffet. I don't eat it all if it's, like, liquidy or whatever. It's just gross.
We don't like our liquidy eggs.
They give you sausage, which I guess are, like, made of some Hawaiian-type sausage. That's what it said, but, like, basically just regular sausage.
What's a Hawaiian-type sausage?
I don't know. It said, like... It had like a weird like pua
pua pork.
Pua pork. Okay, it's just pork. Stop calling it what it is.
Yeah.
And then they have bacon, which yes, bacon. Continental breakfast, Mickey waffles, and potatoes. That's it. Okay, so basically a continental breakfast. I think I named 5 things.
Yeah, pretty much.
That's a lot. Like, that's for $35 a person. I want more food. Oh, and they give you like a fruit plate.
I don't even care if it's like unlimited. I want good food. I want a variety.
I want, even if it's like one more Hawaiian thing that's like, you know, whatever, themed to what Hawaiians eat or something. Like, I don't know. They could have brought out, even if they brought out Kona breakfast, like macadamia pancakes or something. I don't fucking know. Like, something unique that I would go there for instead of just, like, a continental breakfast. I guess you're paying to meet Lilo, Stitch, Mickey, and Pluto, and I don't remember if anyone else is there. Those are the ones I know are there. Mickey and Pluto are in their tiki shirts, and... I don't know.
Well, kids, you know?
Yeah, I wanted to try it just to say I did, but... can't fathom paying that much, so what
enough
we did...
That, enough of that food.
What we did was we looked up breakfast buffets, and Trails End, I know, I had heard that was really good. So, for $20 a person, we go to Trails End, and I saw cheddar grits, sausage gravy and biscuits, make your own yogurt parfait, there was a huge fruit buffet, bagels, whole fruits that, like, we can bring to the parks and stuff, which is awesome.
Oh, you can just take fruit and take
it? Yeah, I'm gonna grab, like, a bunch of bananas and apples just to have, like, at the room.
That's a good idea.
Or, like, in our backpack. And then there's, like, big balls of butter, which I love.
Sure do love those big balls of butter.
Yeah, I love butter. What else did we see there? Oh, there was, like, a pecan praline sauce that goes over this, like, French toast bread pudding.
Chocolate chip Mickey waffles.
Chocolate chip Mickey waffles, which is just even better than regular Mickey waffles. What else did we see there? There was, like, the cinnamon bun, like, heaping pile of caramelized, I don't know, goodness. That looked amazing. So, it just looked really good. We might have to, like, Uber or Lyft over, but it'll still be worth it. I think
something.
We're gonna eat the shit out of that stuff.
That's our
motto.
It's our load, yeah. But that's our slow day, right? We don't have a lot planned that day, so we can really, like, load up.
Yeah, I think we're gonna. No, no, we're. Is that the day? No, that's the day we're going to do the meetup. We're going to go in the morning and eat some huge breakfast. Right. We'll be ready.
So we're doing that so we don't get drunk.
Yeah.
We're going to get a head start on food.
Soak up some sunshine there. Oh, and we can drink there probably, too. So we can start drinking early.
Mimosas?
Yeah. Or Bloody Marys.
Okay. I'll do a Bloody Mary, I think.
Side note, one of the agency owners in my Facebook feed posted a Bloody Mary she got at... Cowfish, remember Cowfish at Universal Studios?
Nope, I don't.
Sorry for anybody who's against Universal Studios, but I just want to mention this. So Cowfish is, I guess, like a sushi slash hamburger place, but she went there for breakfast, I think. So she ordered a Bloody Mary, and they gave it to her with a Slim Jim in it.
What?
And a slider on the, like, straw.
I love a Slim Jim.
That is a Bloody Mary I can get behind. That's like a bloody Bloody Mary. Lots of
the
meat,
bloodiest
like
of all
killing
bloody.
All the cows just to drink this Bloody Mary. That's my kind of drink.
A few moments later.
So Trails End, that's gonna be good. What else? I'm trying to think of what else we booked. We have ending on the trip is Spirit of Aloha.
Oh,
which
yes.
We've never done. And I haven't heard good things, but I'm just going with it, and that way I have my professional opinion of it.
It's something we have to do.
Yeah.
Just to say we did it.
I like unlimited drinks. I'm all about that.
Yes.
That's good.
You were very good with those at the Hoop-Dee-Doo review.
Hoop-Dee-Doo, I had 4 sangrias within...
You got your money's worth.
2 hours, maybe not even. I don't know how long that show is, but it wasn't very long.
It was very good, though.
Yeah.
This show better be just as good.
Yeah.
Actually, I'm not worried about the show. It's the food I'm worried about.
See, Hoop-Dee-Doo really... I thought the food was going to be better, too, and it really... It didn't hit.
It was really good to you because you were...
Drunk.
You were drunk.
But I didn't even eat that much. I didn't eat the ribs, the fried chicken. Like, that stuff I love.
I had a hard time eating it.
The corn was not good, and the mashed potatoes weren't that good. Beans were good.
The beer,
beans?
The beer wasn't good.
Really?
Yeah.
It was probably just like Miller Draft or something.
It was whatever. Well, no, you get to order it, but.
Oh, I thought there was only like one kind.
Yeah.
Was it unlimited?
Yeah. It just wasn't. I'm trying to remember what it was, but it wasn't good.
So, yeah, I think the sangria is a little stronger, at least for me. Like, wine gets me drunk, so it was just like. And it was pretty good. It was in like little mason jars. It was delicious, so. That was better. I don't like beer. Like, I can't drink that much beer within a 2-hour sitting to make it worth it. It's probably like $2 beers anyways. But the best part of it was probably the cornbread, the butter, the sugary butter. So fucking good. And a strawberry shortcake.
Yeah. There was desserts.
I like beans. I like the beans because they had, like, the pulled pork in them. That was really good.
I'm not a beans guy, so I don't...
Yeah,
I,
if you don't drink,
that.
Like, I don't know.
I don't know, the food really wasn't that good.
It wasn't. I mean, I don't know how you mess up freaking ribs.
Well, you know what, they're pushing out so much of it,
yeah,
so...
Yeah, it's probably just sitting there all night, and we were at the second show, so it probably wasn't fresh either. Salad, I ate the salad like a motherfucker. I ate that so much. I was just, like, shoveling it in. It was just out of a bucket, just shoveling it. So,
Yeah, I can't think of anything that impressed me. I mean, the show really impressed me.
The show was hilarious. And I don't say that about much, because, like, I laugh a lot, but I don't love a whole lot of comedy things. It's just, like...
See, I don't laugh a lot, and I think I did laugh at that.
Especially live shows. It's really hit or miss if they make you laugh or not. And that fucking troupe was so funny. Like, every character had its own, like, personality, and it was just funny. And the audience participation, I love that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They called out almost everybody.
Yeah. They really make you feel like part of the show. Even in, like, the upper levels, people were into it, and, like, they were going up there and talking to them and stuff.
Yep.
So, you don't have to pay for the lower level. I did just for the first time, but, like, if you've been there, I think you could go up to the second level, and, you know, you have to stand up to watch the show sometimes, but otherwise...
What's the price difference between the...
It might be, like, $20 a person, so it could add up if you have a big family.
But that one you do have to book ahead. There's like almost
yes, absolutely. Like
the amount of people that were there were like, "Oh, I'm here for the Hoop-Dee-Doo review," and they were like, "Do you have a reservation?"
Nope.
And they're like, "No."
They will not even.
They're like, "Don't even
entertain
bother."
You, yeah. And you have to pay ahead of time too. So it's not like you can just put the reservation down and cancel it. You have to pay, unless you have the dining plan, then that they'll just use that. But otherwise, you have to pay either deposit or the whole thing. But tip is included with all that, so you don't have to pay a dime when you leave. So that's the good part.
Yeah.
That's the best part. But, like, you'll have to go to Fort Wilderness, and we waited in line for a little bit to check in and everything, and by the time we waited in line, they were just like, oh, just check in inside. It's like,
getting back from Fort Wilderness was such a pain in the ass.
That
if you've never stayed, like,
yeah.
The bus system there sucks. They
and
got, like,
a
color-coordinated
a lot of,
buses.
Yeah, and there's not a lot of signs to, like, tell you where to get to the bus stop either.
No.
And there was, like, 9 internal buses that went by the time the Magic Kingdom went.
Yeah, and those are buses that don't even, like, leave, right? They just stay within that.
Yeah. So,
well, they did have a deer and a turkey hanging out.
Yeah, they have a boat, but like we waited for the boat at Wilderness Lodge to go to Magic Kingdom.
To go to Magic Kingdom for like 45 minutes.
We waited for like 45 minutes because it was and it was buggy. So and it was at night. It was really bad.
Mosquitoes.
Like we got so many bites. But then they were supposed to only stop at Fort Wilderness and then to Magic Kingdom. Then they stopped at Contemporary to pick up like a disabled person
or something. Well. They don't even know, because the person seemed
fine.
But that's the thing. Is
like, where are they going, then?
They went to, what was it, Contemporary?
Yeah.
They went to the Contemporary.
And then Fort Wilderness.
And then Fort Wilderness. They didn't even go to Fort Wilderness.
What we and a bunch of other people did was just got up and got off at Contemporary and walked over to Magic Kingdom.
Yeah, much easier.
Why would I go all the way back to Fort Wilderness and then go to Magic Kingdom if we're already there? And the boat was crazy packed.
It really was. There
like
was
people
like
were standing up.
Standing room only, yeah.
That was insane. So I love boats, but like, I did not enjoy that boat ride. That was just not one that I
well, we were miserable already because
yeah.
we had just come from
Whispering Canyon. That's
and it
another
wasn't,
thing.
Wasn't pleasant. It wasn't a good experience.
Not at all.
And it wasn't a good experience because the waitress was bad, the food was bad. It was a bad experience because the waitress wasn't
attentive.
Yeah, she wasn't like.
She wasn't there.
The food was bad.
The
get
food
that
was
out of the
terrible.
Way.
Okay, I love barbecue. So if you do barbecue wrong, like you know barbecue ribs, fried chicken, we got all that. We got the platter, which we probably would have ordered another one had it been very good. It was just awful, and like I don't know, I couldn't eat any of it. I tried. I love food, and I tried eating any of it, and I couldn't.
The waitresses were supposed to be surly.
Yeah.
She wasn't.
We were buying in for basically the experience, and what happened was. They put our table out on the porch side, which was like there was a wall that was between us and where everyone else was sitting.
So no one could see, like.
No one, we couldn't experience what they were experiencing.
We didn't see anything.
We didn't hear them. She came out once in a great while to check on us. She literally, like, I mean, at first they gave us these anniversary pins, which were like nostalgic ones. They don't give them away anymore. So that was like,
that
oh.
That was cool.
Yeah, that was a good start.
We thought it was
going to
be good.
I was like, oh, I love this place. No. Then she just didn't even pay attention to us. She didn't even come and get the check until, like...
I know. It was so hard to get...
Oh.
To cash out. I
was so mad. And I had 3 moonshines. I had this moonshine sampler. So I was, like... I don't know if I was drunk or, like, just mad.
You were just mad.
I was so annoyed.
You might have been a little drunk, too, though.
I was just so upset with, like, that whole experience. And it wasn't cheap. It was, like, $35 a person for that platter and, like, $15 probably for the moonshine.
Also, we showed up on time.
Also,
and still had to wait.
If you get soda, they're supposed to keep like refilling it without asking and basically give you a huge mason jar of it. I'm pretty sure we both ran out of soda the whole night.
Yep, our first one was gone and then no one ever came back.
She didn't come back for anything. Even when she asked, like, I was trying to get her attention and we weren't in that room. We couldn't see her.
Yeah, we couldn't see her. She couldn't see us.
No, and like, I put that little, so there's this thing in the table where you put it on red if you don't want to participate and green if you want to participate. I put it on green, but we weren't part of the show at all. We weren't part of any of the fun, which is most of the reason people go there. Same with 50s Primetime. We went the first time and it was hilarious. Like, the old woman was so funny. She was, like, trying to take your tattoos off instead of, you know, your bad boy or whatever. And
yeah,
like,
told me I was drawn on my arm.
Yeah.
My permanent marker.
Yeah,
again.
Someone got in the permanent markers. And that was really fun, except for the part where she left us.
And never came back.
She, like, gave us the check and, like...
Someone else had to come, and they were like, oh my gosh, we're so sorry.
She said that she fell asleep or something in the back room.
She took ill.
She passed out.
She's very old, very elderly.
I felt so bad. I was like, should we leave? Should we check on her? Where is she? But the food there at least was good.
It was good.
Very I love the fried chicken at 50's Primetime. I haven't tried anything else.
Comfort food. That's the first place I think we had collard greens.
Collard
that we
greens
liked them.
There were amazing. And I've never had them before, but that one, oh, they hit the nail on the head with that one. But, you know, Whispering Canyon, I even went for breakfast at the agency retreat, and just, it didn't bode well.
It was a miss again.
The woman was actually surly, but not in a funny way. She just wasn't funny at all.
She was just like, I don't want to be here. Rude. I don't think you want to be here.
She was terrible. Like, one of the agents is kosher, so she was asking if the sausage had pork casing. And the woman goes, oh, I'll have to check. And like, freaking 20 minutes later, she finally comes back and she's like, I'm not sure. Are you allergic? And she's like, no, but I'm kosher. She goes, oh, but you're not allergic. And it's like, okay, lady, can you just assume that she is allergic to it because she can't drink it? She can't eat it.
That's really what they should do, but...
Right, that just... I mean, at that point, I would have just been like, fine, I'm allergic to it, I can't have it, please find out.
I mean, at that point, it's offensive, it's not even
right,
like...
it was so offensive, it wasn't funny at all. And then, like, we told her we had to get separate checks, and she goes, for all of you? Okay, lady, it's really not, you're not pulling it off. I don't know if you're just an asshole or whatever. I forget her name now.
But you suck.
I wish I remembered. Wendy. Wendy, the waitress at Whispering Canyon, was a fucking cunt.
Whoa.
Why do you always do that when I say cunt? She was a cunt.
I do it every time someone says it.
Oh. That's what she was. She deserved it. I wish I hadn't had a tipper, but when you bring like 8 people or 20 people, you have to tip them.
It's automatically.
20%, I think, or 15
included,
or something.
Yeah.
So, that was disappointing. Otherwise, I love Wilderness Lodge. I want to try Artist Point. It's just never on the radar for our ADRs. It's just a pain in the ass to get to Wilderness Lodge.
What is Artist's Point?
Like a signature dining at Wilderness Lodge. So they have that, Whispering Canyon, and then they have just a quick service. Oh, they have the new Geyser Point Bar and Grill. Their bar and food, whatever it is. It's outside near the pool. And they have, like, a covering, but it's, like, open air. But if they have to shut it for rain or whatever, they have, like, these windows that come down. And they have a bunch of new foods and drinks that look really, really good. So we might have to stop by there if we're even going to Wilderness Lodge, which, again, is a task and a half.
Yeah, I like it. Yeah, I don't like going there.
I don't either. It's just too out of the way. And
really, the only time I'd want to experience the restaurants is if I was staying there.
Yeah,
and that's
exactly.
Like,
so that's why we're doing a lot of Polynesian stuff.
That's like the one restaurant, I mean, one
we're actually
hotel
hitting,
area I don't want to stay at.
We're hitting every restaurant at Polynesian this trip because we're staying there. We're going to do a Kona breakfast probably before we do the Halloween party
and
that morning.
We've pretty much done all the... sorry, I'm merging. We've done all the Polynesian restaurants except for the Aloha, right?
Yep.
So, if they're good.
Yeah.
There's a reason we're going back.
Hit or miss with the meats, but you just get the appetizers.
Oh, that's true. I don't like Ohana.
I like the atmosphere, first of all, and I like the appetizers and the bread pudding and the lapu lapu drink.
Bread pudding is just a gross texture to me. I can't do it.
Oh, I love it. But you can get a cupcake, too. If you don't like the bread pudding, please ask for either ice cream, brownie, sundae, something like that. They always have something for people who don't like it. And they'll give you, like, a huge pile of it, too. It's not just, like, a small little cupcake or whatever. So don't be afraid to, like, ask if you want something that they don't like. I know some people who just get chicken nuggets and mac and cheese at Ohana. Because that's what their kids will eat. And, I mean, not to...
Well, that's what I would get at Ohana, too, because...
Yeah, I mean, maybe we should order that next
time
and see how good it is.
The shrimp wasn't good.
No, I wouldn't get the... I wouldn't eat the shrimp. The beef is way too dry and cooked. The chicken was okay when Carolyn and I went, but, like, meh. I don't need chicken. I don't need just marinated chicken.
I can
make that at home.
Anywhere.
So, I mean, stick to the... What are they called? What are those ravioli things?
Pot stickers
and that sweet sauce. Oh, if I could get the recipe for that sauce it's in, it's so fucking good.
Now, you can ask for more of that, but they look down on it, huh?
I don't care. I'm asking for all of it. I want tons of pot stickers. The wings I'm not crazy about.
They say, come on, cousin. Why are you eating all the pot stickers?
Come on, cousin. They're Jamaican, too.
I didn't do Jamaican. Is that Jamaican?
Come on. Do you like the wings there?
I don't remember. What has it been? A year and a half? 2 years?
Yeah, the first time we went there, the Polynesian was still under construction, so there was big walls everywhere. And we just walked up to the counter and said, two. And then the guy's like, oh, we'll have to see if we can seat you. And then, like, 10 minutes later, he's like, yeah, we can seat you.
Okay, well, I don't even think it was 10 minutes.
It wasn't.
It was like, yeah, no problem.
That's crazy. Like, I'd heard that people get in without putting reservations in. Now, I'm not, like, guaranteeing that by any means, but...
And it was probably easier for us because we were two. Like, don't go there with a family of four or five.
Yeah, don't expect them to... But we got, like, a little side table that they probably weren't going to use anyways, and it was really small and, like, in the entrance, but that's fine. We got the same food. We didn't have to, like, go near the windows or anything. So, I mean, it's always good to try, and if you always have options there. You have Kona, you have, I mean, Trader Sam's you can't really eat, but Kona Cafe has really good food, and there's always reservations available.
There's Kona Cafe, and then there's the...
Kona Island.
The Kona Island.
The sushi bar.
It's good. The sushi there is different than the sushi at Kona Cafe, right?
I think so.
They offer something, like, different.
Why would it be?
Why not? Why wouldn't it be?
I don't know, but the sushi bar was so good. We had that our first trip. We just, like, went on a whim. We just looked up sushi while we were at Magic Kingdom, and that came up, and I was like, oh, it's right on the monorail, and we went over there. It was, like, the best meal we had that trip.
Pretty much sold us on it.
Yeah, like, I might just go there when we're just hungry at the hotel, and I don't know how late it's open. That's the problem, is, like... When you come home from the parks, there's, like, almost nothing available at those resorts. Even
that's the good thing about the Polynesian, though, is that Captain Cook's is open 24 hours, right?
Yeah, Captain Cook's has flatbreads late at night, so...
Is it 24 hours, or is it just till, like, 2?
No, I think it's a late-night menu. It might be, like, 12 to 2 or something. But I know they only sell flatbreads and, like, anything prepackaged, but that's still better than not eating.
Yeah. Because every other...
Otherwise, you're shit out of luck, pretty much.
Besides the Floridian, right? The Grand Floridian. Yeah. Every other one has nothing after, like, 10.
Yeah, we discovered on the... I'm on a different show as well. I'm not going to say the whole name because I can't. Maybe after I will. But the WDW planning show that I'm on is... we found out...
With our friends over at the Mouse Ranch.
Oh, so Mouse Ranch friends there. We found out there's a place called Peekaboo at the Swan or Dolphin. I can't remember which one, but it's open 24 hours. It says self-serve, so I'm kind of thinking it's like a
grab-and-go. Store, probably, right?
Yeah, but it's probably like sandwiches, salads, and stuff like that, which I'm fine with if I'm eating late at night. I don't expect a freaking grand meal. I just need something to cover me until I can go to sleep.
Stuff like that, you could go there in the middle of the day anyways and just stock up and then
exactly.
Go back to your...
And, like, get chips and stuff. I mean, I try to bring stuff in the suitcase for, like, munchies to have in the room in case I'm, like, really hungry in the middle of the night.
But it's never enough.
It's not. I mean, you can bring, like, a Pringles can. That won't get crushed too much. Get, like, Slim Jims.
But I eat the Slim Jims by the end of the first day.
Yeah. I mean, there's not much else you can bring. I bring Red Bull. It's really hard to, like, unless you ship stuff down, I guess you can do that. Or buy Garden Grocer, but that's expensive.
It's super expensive.
I don't find the need to, if I'm eating out that much, I don't really find the need to have groceries inside my room. It's
a lot of the rooms don't support that anyways. Like, I mean, you can get it, but you don't have the space for it.
No, you have a mini fridge at most of the rooms, so. I mean, it's really just not, I'm not going to save much. I'm probably going to, like, throw away food if I get groceries anyways. Besides, like, soda and chips, I really don't bring much. I was gonna go from there. We're going pretty good so far.
Yeah, we really got off track then.
let me think if there's any other places that we're eating this trip. I was looking at Mom or Melrose, but we really don't have any more time to go to Hollywood Studios.
Was there another place at Epcot?
Oh, La Hacienda de San Angel.
There it is, for margaritas.
Margaritas.
I love
Mexicana food.
Enchiladas.
The menu there
Chalupas.
Is, like, huge. The menu is there is huge. I know there was something on the desserts that I wanted. It was, like, almost like caramel apple empanada from Taco Bell.
Oh.
That shit's my favorite.
We love a Taco Bell.
Oh, Taco Bell, yeah.
We're
kinda
classless
want,
people over here.
Kind of want Taco Bell.
I always want Taco Bell.
But, I don't remember anything. Oh, mole. That's what I want to try.
Oh, with the chocolate sauce,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Mole.
It's got the peppers, like the jalapenos.
Is it? Is it habanero or something?
Maybe it was habaneros, yeah.
I love me some spicy stuff, and Disney does not do it up with the spicy. They really need to, like, if you're getting, like, curry and stuff, or not even curry.
Not spicy.
But, like, anything like, I just want it spiced up, or at least have the option. You can ask if, like, you want it spicy or
that
not.
That weird foreign stuff.
Even at Sana'a, I didn't find any of that stuff spicy. And it should have been, I believe, right? That was the type of food we were, Indian type.
You're talking
food?
The bread dipping?
Not even, well, the bread dipping had some spicy
ones.
Yeah,
but it was nothing I couldn't, like,
no.
Well, I mean.
I've never had something in Disney that I could not stomach for spicy. And I always want more spicy. You think if we go to a Mexican place, it's going to be spicy?
Not necessarily.
I hope they give us chips and salsa to start, though. That's what I love.
Is that something they're known for?
No, but I'm saying, like, I hate when you go to a Mexican restaurant, they don't give you, like, homemade tortilla chips and, like, a restaurant-style salsa.
Are they inside of the...
No.
The pyramid, no?
This one's outside, and there's a lot of outdoor seating, so I'm hoping we can get, like...
Is this where we got the margarita... I love margaritas. Is this where we got the margarita flight thing? Did we get a margarita flight?
Nope, we didn't.
It was like a different colored margarita?
We've also never been to this place before. It's a sit-down restaurant.
So it's like a quick service.
Yeah, no. This is a sit-down restaurant.
Oh.
La Hacienda. We went to La Cantina in San Antonio. And we got chips, I think. Right? Chips and guac, maybe. And margaritas. So, yeah, we have La Hacienda de San Antonio. Booked for dinner.
I'm gonna get the chicken roll up.
Mole chicken roll up?
Chicken roll up, that's just a tortilla with some chicken and some cheese on it.
Ugh, that sounds awful.
And you can dip it in the sour cream. I don't even know if they have it.
Oh god. If they do, I don't want you to get that. I don't even want to pay for that. Just go to get grilled cheese or something at that point. Any quicks? Oh, I think I wrote Be Our Guest quick service lunch. Oh no, maybe I got rid of that because I just don't need it. It's okay. I don't, like,
yeah,
I have to
we
have
We had
it.
Be Our Guest, but we switched it off for something else.
Oh, yeah, for Skipper Canteen lunch.
Yeah.
That'll be better. I mean, not necessarily better food, but at least better, different atmosphere. So I just like saying that we tried all these places, because a lot of people ask me about certain places, especially ones that have more availability than, like, you know, after 180 days. You know, Cinderella's Royal Table, I will probably never do it because I've never heard anything good about the food. I don't care about meeting Cindy and her ugly stepsisters and shit. And
plus, you can meet them anywhere.
Yeah, if I wanted to, I could.
Maybe not Cinderella, right?
She has a dinner at 1900 Park Fair. That's probably better because it's a buffet and not family style.
But the ugly sisters there, they're everywhere.
Yeah, they're usually in Magic Kingdom. I don't know if they did away with them lately for budget cuts for Shanghai, but... I don't know, it's just not, basically you're paying a lot, you're not just paying $35 like normal character meals, you're paying like, I think $60 a person, $55, something around there, it's 2 dining credits.
Oh.
I would just never do that. For 2 dining credits, I would go to California Grill or Dika or any other signature place. I mean, that's just insane. And I don't think there's any, I haven't even looked at the dinner menu there, but I just... As much as I want to experience it just to tell people about it, I don't want to pay the money for it.
Like, I just want to be inside the castle.
Yeah, you're paying to be in the castle. And especially if you're in there during wishes, I mean, that's got to be crazy. But, like, there's not a ton of windows, I don't think, either. So at that point, you're not really watching it.
No.
And you're trying to eat. You're trying to get your money's worth, so... Someone can write in and tell me if they think otherwise, if they love that and have to do it every time. And it's insane to get those reservations.
I'm sure no one has done it every time. You would have to be, like, the luckiest person wanting
to do it.
People
love that place, though. I mean, maybe it's just all these first-timers that have to just go because they think, oh, you can eat in Cinderella's castle or Cinderella Castle, and that's amazing or whatever, but I'm not impressed. I would rather eat in Spaceship Earth.
Hell yeah.
They should just put a fucking restaurant in Spaceship Earth. What else are we trying?
I don't know, kid.
I wrote down I want a Polynesian salad at the Captain Cook's.
Now why?
It just sounds delicious. It has chicken and, like, teriyaki, and it's like an Asian salad that I'm really into. I love those kinds of salads, so I want to try that out. I love salad, too, and if you can have a good salad in Disney, then you've found a gem, because there's really not that many, and it's hard to eat healthy in Disney, or even remotely close to healthy.
Yeah.
your body's just gonna be so out of whack by like day five. It's gonna be lethargic and fat.
I know. It's so tough to keep going after a certain day.
Yeah. I mean, and we eat like chocolate croissants for breakfast every day, so that doesn't really help.
I can do that because my body is tuned to that. That's pretty much all I do anyways.
It just doesn't fill you up. It's like, it's delicious. I recommend everybody get a chocolate croissant. They had the best ones at Quarter Orleans French Quarter. I don't know why, but they were amazing. They had powdered sugar on them. They had chocolate drizzle.
They do it up like a beignet.
Sometimes, though, we bought them, and, like, they were just meh. They were just chocolate croissants with chocolate in them. They weren't, like, chocolate frosted or anything.
Maybe they weren't fresh.
And sometimes they weren't fresh. So I think if you go into, like, Boardwalk Bakery, I'm sure they have really good stuff, and that's all fresh shit.
Oh. Yes. Oh, if you go into Coronado.
Yes.
They don't have them at all.
No. We asked for them, too, and she's like, what? Because she doesn't speak English.
No clue what it was.
No idea. Regular croissants are plenty, but no...
I need that chocolate croissant.
Oh, I wanted one every day, and we weren't able to get any.
We only got one on this trip.
I know.
I used to eat, like, three a day.
Mm-hmm. Preach. Like, every day. I counted. We had every day of the honeymoon, we had a chocolate croissant.
The first day... The first time we went, I took a picture of everyone I had.
Yep. We counted them. Alas.
I should do that again.
I hope they have them at Captain Cook's, then. Because that'll make me happy. We just grab one and go to Magic Kingdom.
I'd be infuriated if they didn't.
You know what else I suggest is that waffle Nutella fruit thing from Sleepy Hollow if you go into Magic Kingdom in the morning. After we did, like, two rides and I was, like, hungry because we didn't eat breakfast. That was a quick...
Yeah, here's a tip. Eat breakfast.
Yeah.
Eat the biggest breakfast you have available to you, because...
Yeah, even if you go, like, do a few rides and then do a breakfast somewhere in the kingdom or whatever...
You are going to be hungry.
It's so much better.
If you can get that out of the way early...
Yeah. You'll be so, like, irritable if you don't eat anything.
I get so mean and so angry when I don't eat.
Yeah, I just get annoyed because I just want food. I'm starving. Types of lunch items and it wasn't filling. I would say I like the bread and you hated it. It was molasses bread with like,
oh, or I don't like
not
molasses
bread, it was like some sort of bread with molasses and vinegary dip, and it was really, really good for me. I don't think everyone's gonna love it.
It's gonna be an acquired taste, yeah, I'll tell you that much.
It will be, but I want more of that bread. And the drinks at Tiffin's are so strong and so good. I got Hightower.
You had a hard time finishing yours.
Holy
because
shit.
It was so strong.
I just had it to my face and I was like, oh my god, there's so much tequila in here.
Also, would that be considered a 2-credit one?
Yeah,
Tiffin's?
Signature dining because at Tiffin's. I believe it's 2 credits.
Because the service at Tiffin's.
Slow.
No, I thought it was amazing. I thought the guy was great.
Oh, the guy was very nice.
The guy at Tiffin's, the guy at Gico and California Grill.
Yeah, the girl at California Grill was
amazing.
Awesome.
Service.
She was so down to earth. Like, you know, she didn't make us feel like we were at a signature restaurant, which
yeah.
I like. Like, I need
she
someone.
She was like, I'm one of you.
Yeah, she was like real with us, and she was like down with it. Basically.
I mean, if you flip over the candles,
yeah,
they make noises.
Yeah, if you play with the candles at California Grill, they turn green or red, and they start beeping at you. And I didn't believe it at first, so I kept doing that, and then I had to keep covering it, and she's like, don't worry, everybody does that. So, I guess I wasn't the only adult playing with the toy they give you on the table. Tiffin's, yeah, Tiffin's, I want to try that whole fish they have, but again, I don't think I have to do a lunch or dinner there.
Yeah, because is it for one person? Because you're going to be eating it alone.
Right, and if I can't eat a whole fish, then I'm just shit out of luck at that point.
Yeah.
So I think we're just going to do apps and drinks there and get kind of like drunk in the middle of the day and then go back and do some more Pandora, Everest, Safari type stuff. And then I think like we'll head over to Animal Kingdom Lodge for dinner and then go back for nighttime stuff. We got to do Rivers of Light. We got to do Star Wars fireworks if those are still happening in Hollywood Studios. We got Illuminations and then we'll do Happily Ever After, the new show at Magic Kingdom. I tried to fit that in twice because I really want to see it twice, hopefully.
How new is it, though?
It will be starting May 12th.
Super Dupes new?
Pretty new.
Oh, it hasn't even started yet?
Nope.
They're still doing... I thought it started already.
They're new.
They're still doing Wishes?
They are still doing Wishes until May 12th.
Oh.
If anybody wants to do a last-minute trip, just let me know.
Yeah, if you're worried about never seeing Wishes again.
Oh, you gotta get down there for Wishes then. You gotta get some Flower and Garden Festival shit too. That'd be great.
Oh, hell yeah. That's, I mean, that's essentially just Food and Wine Light now, right?
Yeah. Not even light. Well, it doesn't have as many booths, I guess, but
Food and Wine Spring
looks so good this year. Like, oh, it's just so fresh and they have a lot of fruit stuff and I don't know, it just looks really, really good. But I'm very excited for Food and Wine this year. We're going to do a last man standing at the meetup. We're going to go to every single booth, and we got some punishments, some rewards, depending on what you do, if you follow the rules or not.
Just
so
fucking get drunk.
It's, the point is to get drunk, and whoever's standing last wins the whole thing and gets absolutely nothing. No, no, you'll get a prize of some sort.
They get to be, they get drunk, that's
you
what they get.
You get to be king of the day. And I won't be that because I do not do well doing the
You'll be done by
drinks.
Like 9 a.m.
Between wine and hard liquor, because I probably will avoid beer like the plague, except for like California, what is it, Canada, I usually have to get beer because I can't drink ice wine, which is like, it's like two drops for $12. No thanks.
Wine sucks.
I hate the wine cups, like they're getting smaller and smaller. Why don't you just give me a fucking napkin of wine at that point?
You know what they should do? They should give, everyone should, not everyone, there should be an option where you can get a glass,
right.
A beer glass. Or a, like you pay, I don't know, $50 or whatever.
Yeah, and just go around.
And you can go and it's unlimited refills.
Yeah, unlimited, I don't know. That's,
well, I mean, it's unlimited refills anyway,
I'm not
so.
Trying to get people to be belligerent and climb walls.
Well, I don't
shit.
Expect it to be a full drink. Maybe
just
give them a punch card or something.
Yeah, maybe just a little bit of a discount for it.
Well, you give them the punch card, it's free. You say, all right,
yeah,
here's one drink.
That's true. The punch card would work better, probably. But then if you lose it, you're fucked, so...
Well, don't lose it. I mean, if you lose anything, you're fucked.
Yeah.
Well, they could even put it on your magic band.
Yeah, that's true. I don't know, they need to do something. Like, I know there was one time where they did, if you bought, like, a ticket, you could get, like, you could get, like, a little seating area at every booth, and, like, people would bring out the foods that you bought.
I'm not worried about that. They got trash barrels everywhere for you to post up on.
Yeah, you gotta get those trash barrels. I mean, if you can't get a trash barrel, you're fucked. Sometimes I have to walk to the next booth just to eat my food.
But, I mean, that's good because then you...
I just don't get it. Why isn't there there's plenty of room for tables. I don't get it.
That's a lot
but
of
I
setup,
digress.
Though. That's a lot of setup.
You know what was good last year we got was that duck confit on the polenta.
The what?
The duck confit. Confit.
I thought you said duck confit.
Confit. Confit probably wouldn't be good, but who knows? I'm not one to judge. Could be good. But that... I was very turned on to polenta last trip. We got polenta at the
back and amazing.
At Chico, the wild boar is like super rare, and I love me some rare meat.
If you can eat rare pork, do it up.
It's beefy though. It's not like pork. It's very.
It's a wild game. But
it's almost gamey, but not. It tastes more like a steak.
It's amazing.
And then they put it over this polenta and this like tomato stew. Oh my god, it was so fucking good. I dream about that in the bone marrow at California Grill. So these are the places we're going. I don't think I missed any at this point.
Yeah, if we did, maybe we'll update you the next time around.
But you know, if anyone's got any opinions on their restaurants,
definitely
I'd like to hear that.
Chime in, let us know.
Yeah, we are always open to more ideas. Maybe we'll switch around some. I highly doubt that.
Yeah, because this is fucking. I'm pretty pumped about the.
We got a good setup going on.
The setup we've got, yeah.
I wasn't sure that we were going to be able to pick some, but. I think we did a good job. You know, we did a lot of new places. We only have like two or three that we've done before, so that's pretty good. Anyone coming to the meetup, just let us know. Email me at Jillian at aywvacations.com. I guess we'll just wrap this up as one episode.
Yeah.
Hopefully the audio isn't too shitty on here. We just pulled in from dropping off a welcome pack. And Ace was in the back seat the whole time. He was a sort of co-host over here that didn't make a peep.
Very
right,
quiet.
Ace?
Very good boy.
Yeah, he was very good. Any other plugs? My other show is up right now, so it's called Jerry and Simone's WDW. Oh shit, I don't freaking remember what it's called. Jerry and Simone's WDW Vacation Planning Super Cool Show, yeah, featuring but not necessarily limited to Jillian the Travel Agent. Hence me, Jillian the Travel Agent. So look us up on iTunes. We should be approved by the time this is up. And give us a listen. Those will be like fun planning episodes, I guess you can call them.
Yep, we're at whatsthispodcast.com too.
We got some shirts up there for Walt Disney World. We just put up a new one.
Yep, that's at whatsthispodcast.com/shirts.
And we just put up a Carousel of Progress one.
Carousel of Progress, yep. We got another one in the works.
Courtesy of Mouse Rants. We took a little bit of a quote from their show for the Carousel of Progress shirt.
Yep,
so
they inspired that one.
They're inspiring us to make some good shirts. So if you support us, you support them. What else? Any other business we got to go over?
You can find me, if you enjoy me.
And beer.
And beer. You can find me at the Brusaders podcast. We are on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play.
And what's the website?
Everywhere you can find us. It's brusaderspodcast.com.
Follow us on Twitter at What's This Podcast. I believe that's our Twitter name. We're checking all this as
we speak.
They're
making me look all this shit up.
Give us some followers. Mention us. Do all that shit.
Yeah,
we'll mention you back. We're going to try to follow a bunch of Disney podcasts.
At What's This Pod.
What's This Pod. You'll find us.
Yep.
And we're on Facebook. We just have a page on Facebook.
Yeah, no group. We're not big enough yet.
Yeah, no. But, you know, whatever. Yeah, you could just give us a shout. Give us some ideas. We have a good list of attractions we're going to do, but I think this might be long enough for one episode.
Definitely, right now. This is a no attraction episode.
Yeah, we might record another one, and I don't know what time we're going to put it out, but we'll see. I think we're going to move on to Animal Kingdom next just to make a nice flow of parks there.
Yeah. And then it's whatever we want.
Yeah. Suggest if you want to hear any of our reactions to any of your extinct attractions that you miss so dearly. What else? Anything else?
That's it.
We're going to wrap it up here. Sorry about the audio if it's not that great. We're in the car, but figured we'll
apologize.
Get this. I'm going to apologize because I like the people who listen to us. They are our best friends.
All right.
Best friends for life. La, la, la.
Bye, motherfuckers.
Have a nice Disney day. Very good.
Wait a minute. You didn't think we were actually not going to do an attraction this episode, did ya?
We can't not do an attraction. That's what we do.
We're only 4 episodes in, people.
Can't get off schedule yet.
Nah. Well, we did 3 parks so far, so I'm guessing you know where we're going today.
We did Magic Kingdom.
We did, not first, but okay.
We did Epcot.
We did, not third, second.
We did Hollywood Studios, MGM.
Yeah, so what's missing?
It only leaves one. Typhoon Lagoon and Blizzard Beach?
Yep, that's where we're going.
That's where we're going. No. Tell them where we're going.
We're going to Disney's Animal Kingdom. I said that Jamaican and not African, but you get the gist.
I've learned that I can't do anything but a Jamaican accent.
Jamaican's the way to go.
Through this podcast, I learned that.
So, sorry you're an hour in, but you got to deal with us for another half an hour at least.
At least.
I think this one will be good.
I didn't like
that.
That
wasn't sarcastic at all.
Didn't like the way you said that.
Never seen this in my life. We're going to see Tarzan Rocks.
Should I just press play?
Oh, let me see when it opened.
All right, you going to look up some information?
Because yeah.
I don't know anything about this.
Why don't you jibber-jabber a little bit while I look this
There's
up?
There's nothing to jibber-jabber about. I thought this.
Oh, there always is.
I thought the name was dumb. I didn't understand it.
It sounds like
and
a rock concert.
Like, all right, rocks, maybe because.
So is it like.
In the jungle, there are rocks.
So I'd like to like maybe give a description about it before we just head into it. Because I don't think many people might have seen this. So just want to, I'll just read the wiki or something.
Okay.
That good? I'm just, keep, you know, talking.
About what?
It's
I got
loading.
Nothing to say. I don't know anything to say about it.
We haven't.
I mean, I guess it's in the theater that Finding Nemo is in now.
Yes,
that's all.
It's in Dinoland, USA. It opened July 9th, 1999, and closed January 21st, 2006. So that's a long-running show.
Yeah, that's very long.
We're actually gonna do Journey into the Jungle Book as well, but for some reason we're going out of order. But that's fine.
There's no order here.
There's no order. There's no rhyme. There's no reason. This is chaos.
We do things the way we do things.
Tarzan Rocks was a musical show that took place in the theater in the wild at Disney's Animal Kingdom from 1999 to 2006. It features roller skating monkeys along with Tarzan, Jane, and Turk, and also features songs from Phil Collins. Great.
You don't like Phil Collins?
No. Do you?
Yeah.
What song do you like?
I like the one from this Tarzan movie.
That song?
Yeah.
I'm not a fan of that song.
Really? Every
song is by Phil Collins in this movie.
Yeah, they're all pretty good.
I like Trash in the Camp with NSYNC.
Like the main song was pretty good.
I'm not going to sing.
Okay, please don't.
All right, let's rock. Yeah, I like this music. Makes me want to dance in a loincloth.
I'd like to see that.
That'll never happen.
Boys and girls,
I wonder if they wear nothing in this show.
Boys and girls.
Please remember that there is no smoking.
No, it's just children.
So they say boys and girls and then no smoking.
Boys and girls, stop smoking, you 9-year-old fox.
You are welcome to use flash photography, but for the safety of our performers,
photography.
That you do not use any lights on your video camera.
So you can use flash photography.
But you can't videotape with a light.
But who really does that?
This guy probably did. There's two angles, too. He's really setting up for it. He's like, I know this isn't going to last forever, so I got to get it. Well, it's good.
And now, on behalf of Disney's Animal Kingdom...
So he's got like a whole crew. He's got,
he's got two angles, I think.
Someone sitting in the back, and it's someone sitting right next to him.
No, I think there's only two. Ooh, jungly.
Monkeys?
I like the set. It looks cool. All right. Come on, Tarzan. Let's start rocking.
I'm going to call him Tarzan.
Oh, that's nice.
Wait, so...
The curtains still haven't opened.
So
oh.
The English people named him Tarzan?
That was creepy. I'm trying to listen to it, but I can't hear it. This is weird. Why is it just playing this?
The ape man.
It's setting up the show.
Oh, there he goes. He fell from the ceiling. Oh, there's a monkeys, right?
Do they not have harnesses on?
They came down from something.
Yeah, but they're not wearing a harness. They literally just push it aside.
Huh. That's risky. This monkey's just jumping all over the stage. Wow, this is weird. This music is creepy. Oh man, he looks really monkey-like.
Those are all monkeys.
Oh, he hit the curtain. I hope he falls. I think they're opening the curtains now. They're pulling it. Why do the monkeys have to open a curtain? Oh,
Jane.
They're twirling on ropes. Is that a girl?
Yeah, that's Jane.
Oh, what the hell?
Jane should know.
She's doing aerials. Oh, shit. She's going fast. She's spinning.
Who
the hell is that? Oh, girls took off their loincloths. Ugh. These people suck at singing. Okay. Yeah, there's a band on stage with people dancing in front of them and on top of them. That guy's not dressed up like Tarzan or anything at all. He's just wearing a black button-up and, like, what was that, the ball necklace from Hot Topic?
Yeah, no one in the band is dressed up like that.
He's not even close to theme. He could have wore a safari hat or something. Ugh, now he's dancing. I like the dancers. I don't need to watch the band.
Different guy?
Why even film the band? They're just singing.
This is from more than one show.
Is it? No. Oh, that's why there's more than one angle. Oh, now he's gyrating his hips. I really don't need the band to dance.
The band shouldn't be there at all. That's so stupid.
We should be focusing on the dancers, and we're barely seeing any of them. Oh, that dance sucked. This guy's dancing with a rope, I guess. Oh, nice twirling it around his head.
Tarzan at all.
This is like The Lion King, only worse. And I like The Lion King show. Oh,
this is actually
some of them are cool. Like, they're twirling on the ropes and stuff.
This is actually supposed to be like Tarzan, right? Like, The Lion King isn't supposed to be.
I don't know. It's not... I'll lose who's out. There's some lady hanging from another guy, I guess.
Tarzan and Jane.
Is it?
It has to be.
Yeah, it is, I think. She has, like, red hair, though.
I'm sure there wasn't a band. I'm not entirely sure they're worried about accuracy on hair color. There wasn't a band.
Well, she had, like, a huge wig on. I don't know how it didn't fall off. More just rope stuff. And they're dancing with cloths. Lots of swinging.
Really kind of a boring show.
So far, I mean, this is just the first number.
I would have got up and walked away.
I probably would have came in late.
The first show should be, Oh, he's the host.
Okay. Hey, come on now. I said hello, he has frosted kingdom. Tips. Hey. Much better. Welcome. Thanks. The two worlds there's one bald guy and one guy with long hair. It's so confusing.
Told you, they should have at least got someone that looked alike. Now, whether you're from a traditional
family or an extended, I guess we're hearing him and not the other guy. If the other guy was a better singer.
I'm willing to bet we're not hearing either one. I bet it's lip sync.
Or he just took audio from an entirely different video or whatever. No, it has to be this guy because it matches up to his lips. Deep inside. Well, how nice. Yeah, that guy's not singing. Why even show the other guy that's not matching the audio? I thought this was going to be a good video, but it's really missing the mark here. Also, film the dancers. I don't care about the guy singing.
Is this just Tarzan the music?
It's Tarzan Rocks.
Yeah, but... So
why couldn't they change it to Rocks?
They're just playing Tarzan the music. They should have just called it the music of Tarzan.
He's somehow making Phil Collins' song worse. Should have broke it down right there. Should have been metal. Oh God. Ugh. Oh my God. Oh, okay, that girl's
cool.
I hope the Jungle Book show is much better. I don't know why they got rid of that and put this. How did this last 7 years too? I think the Jungle Book was only there a couple of years when Animal Kingdom opened. Ugh, God, shut up. Why'd you do that at the end? She has a long leather jacket like the Matrix. Yeah, that's real jungly.
Really don't understand what's going on with this. Like, I wanted to see the story of Tarzan.
I know. I barely saw Tarzan. Maybe they think Tarzan not so rocks. Tarzan's just okay. so I should call. The dancers aren't even that good, but at least they're doing something. Here we go, Matrix.
Going back and forth.
Who hired her?
Disney.
She could be a good singer if she would sing the song correctly. Oh, we switched singers. She's wearing the same fucking leather jacket, though. Oh, that one's not. She has red shit in her hair. Oh, yeah? She's at least better than the last one. Oh, there's two singers?
Yeah, there's two singers.
So we're seeing, no, there's two girl singers.
Two girl singers and
a guy singer.
And there's a guy singer.
This is a long fucking song. I'm pretty sure the regular song isn't even this long. This guy's just having his moment in the spotlight, soaking it in. There's no one in the audience.
There probably
is. He doesn't even care. He just does it.
I would have left by now.
So Nemo's Theater was open? Because that's open air.
It wasn't when we were in it.
No.
They probably just did construction over it.
I think I would rather open air.
I don't
know. Oh, yeah, that's true. A lot of lights and stuff. I like this theater, though. But it's like Beauty and the Beast, I guess. Yay, get off the stage. Boo. Yes, I'm very much ready to rock and roll now. You got that shit out of the way. Yes. Oh, 5, 6, 7, 8. We're going to count down. I would clap, but I just don't want to.
Where's Tarzan?
Where's Tarzan? This is like watching the American Idol experience in Hollywood Studios. It's the same thing. I don't even remember the song unless I just... Oh, I do now. He didn't sound anything like the original song. Can I at least see the dancers? Oh god, he's dancing. Oh, we can watch it. It's on Netflix. It actually is, it's not bad songs, it's I don't like Phil Collins' voice. I like the song, but I don't care. Rock. Roll. Rock. Roll. Where's Tarzan? Is he coming? Someone running.
Running back and forth.
Here they come. The set is like, it's cool, but there's also like bridges going across it. Like, it looks like Newsies almost with like all the, you know, metal.
It doesn't look like
there's
a jungle.
Stairs everywhere.
I'll tell you that much.
You can see everything.
There's definitely no jungle.
It's just the trees on the side. The back is not jungly at all. God, I wish you would sing it right. Oh, God.
They've got a Beauty and the Beast show. They've got Nemo. They should have done a Tarzan show. A Tarzan show would have been interesting to watch.
This is the Tarzan show.
No.
Oh, you mean an
no,
actual
this is not,
play.
This is music.
Right.
This is...
Do the story.
Them, yeah.
You know, have something to do with Tarzan.
Yeah. Have the characters.
You don't have Tarzan there either. Oh, they're roller skating. That's cool. They're going off ramps.
It's kind of cool, but
it's
kind of
like the monkeys.
Monkeys don't have roller skates.
The monkeys in Lion King.
They were better.
Yeah, they can do more shit. Everybody can roll a blade. Oh, he went over the monkeys.
Seems very poorly choreographed as well.
Yeah, the guy had to climb up the ramp in roller skates.
Probably not easy to do.
No. Oh.
Is that Tarzan?
They're just going off the ramps in their rollerblades.
They're not even doing tricks.
They're just going up the ramp and down the ramp, up the ramp and down the ramp. One jumps and then the other just goes. Hit each other, do something.
Anyone who's somewhat proficient on rollerblades.
Oh, yeah. These are small ramps. He's doing a split in the air and then he went over. Woo. I see your knee pads.
Safety first, children. Safety first.
Oh, the fairy's back. He literally just skipped across the whole fucking stage. Just learn to sing. Stop moving.
I guess that's his excuse.
He looks
he
like
moves
John
so much,
Travolta
he can,
when he's dancing.
He's moving as much as he is. He can be like, I'm just not a good singer.
So bad.
Oh, Tarzan.
Oh, finally. Where have you been? Why was he yelling? Isn't that what George in the Jungle does, or is that Tarzan?
Multiple.
Oh, it's Tarzan. Oh, he's got dreadlocks.
That's the whitest Tarzan I've ever seen.
Damn, he's huge!
How come he doesn't have
he's
any...
He's like, I work out just because I'm Tarzan in Disney.
He should have a tan at least, right?
All the Tarzans I've seen in Animal Kingdom are really skinny and, like, nasty. The ones that they put in Animal Kingdom for the meet and greets, they put, like, that self-tanner on them. They look, like, green. They don't look brown.
He should put some self-tanner on. He looks funny.
At least
he's not the right
built.
Color.
Help this, Jane. With her umbrella. I guess this is the story now, after two songs.
That's unfortunate that he has to go home to that Jane.
She got a big ass. Maybe she'll take her hair down like Elsa. It's under that hat. Ew, she's sitting on a guy.
I sit on something.
Right? Is that the guy or is it a chair?
It's definitely a guy.
It's a guy.
It's a monkey pretending to be a chair.
Oh, okay. That's weird. It's, I guess she doesn't like monkeys. Oh, her hair came down. She doesn't look much hotter. Is she going to change back there,
it's
maybe?
It's an ugly, ugly wig. That's the
she
problem.
She went behind a curtain. I want to know. Oh, she did change.
Did she?
Yeah. She wore that outfit for a whole 2 seconds. Now her dress is in that curtain.
Wait, are these
is
dancers?
She changing again? Where'd she go?
Yep.
She changed again.
This is a better
damn,
outfit.
Damn! She has a short skirt on. Jane got hot, I told you.
Well, she's still not hot. She doesn't have an attractive face.
I can't see it. I know she has bangs and I hate bangs. Oh, God. Is that a guy? She has nice legs. Why is she wearing nothing, though? Is this what happens in the movie? Does she get naked?
It's probably easier to move in
see?
Nothing.
She's wearing like a leotard and a really short skirt. Yeah, her face is less than stellar looking. If she didn't have bangs, she'd look better. She's teaching him things.
It's so they're bad actors, and obviously they can't sing or else they would be.
Yeah, they can't even talk. They don't even think they're mic'd. Oh my god, they're gonna have sex on that tree.
Probably.
That would be interesting. I'd go see that show. Just Tarzan and Jane going at it. Oh, now he's gonna do aerials.
They're gonna do aerials.
Oh, he's running. Oh, he went up. He's like, bye. He didn't take her at all.
He can fly. Yeah, no one wants to see her.
She looks too small to go up. She won't hold herself up. He'll probably have to pick her up. What was the point of that? Oh. Maybe she'll grab on. Nope. Oh, here he goes. Aww. He's holding her. That's cute. Oh, shit. They're gonna fall. They're gonna fall. They're gonna fall.
I hope so. That
oh
I'd like
God.
To see.
It's just it's wrapped around his arm. They weren't, like, hooked up.
Yeah, no harnesses on this show. We don't care about the safety of these people.
Oh my god, he's putting it around his arms again. Oh my god, she's gonna fall.
She's upside down. She won't. Oh, he's about to kick her in the face.
I want to learn how to do this. Aerials. I will be once I learn. Oh shit, she looks like crazy. She's upside down. Spinning. Okay, this part's not... Oh, she almost fell. Oh,
this is the best part. She didn't almost fall.
Good fart. Good fart? This is a good part. It's an okay fart. Yay. Oh, there they go.
Sure, no one stuck around for this.
Should have done this first. What was with the goddamn music the whole time? Oh, I like the guitar. Yeah. Oh, they're gonna go up again? Aw, oh, they're holding hands and spinning. Aww. It's getting all metal-y. Okay, that was cool. They're spinning.
Oh, I'm still not impressed. Are they going to let go and get caught? Then I'll be impressed.
I'm impressed. I couldn't do that. Oh, now they're behind the... Oh, no. I thought they were going to go behind the curtain and do stuff. Do hand stuff.
There are a lot of things I can't do that I'm not impressed with.
Oh, shit. They ran and jumped. And now they're in the air again. Aw, they're just... I like when they twirl and they hold each other. Aww, they look cute. I don't know what this parachute thing in the middle is for.
It's definitely going to catch them. They're definitely going to do something.
Yeah, she looks like Amy from like Big Bang Theory, like that ugly face. But you can't win them all. I mean, you have to be able to either do the aerials or look pretty, but you can't do both.
No, I'm sure you could just get an attractive person.
Not for $8 an hour. You've seen her in the movie. Then you get ready to see her like you've never seen her before. Please give it Turk. Up for Turk. Oh, Turk!
Oh, it's Turk.
Aww. She's so cute. Oh, shit, she almost fell down the stairs. She's so G. Bumping. Oh, some smashing. Are we going to trash the camp?
I don't like this.
There's my dances. She sucks at singing. Is she supposed to be singing for Turk?
No. She said, now your turn. Every
Turk
time Turk sings, it's in the background. Because
Turk has like a microphone on her head.
Yeah,
she has sneakers on.
There's no way her audio is.
No, I know that, but we're supposed to believe that she's singing. Oh,
yeah.
Great. Breaking it down on the guitar already. I wish they would just throw shit. Now the dancers are just dancing with sticks, but not doing good dance.
They don't look like they belong.
Yeah, they could just not be there. I wouldn't even notice.
Like the clothing they're wearing is stupid too. Like they're not monkeys. They're not.
They're just.
They
like,
don't look like Tarzan.
They
just
look like forest trash.
Yeah.
Oh, do we?
That's supposed to be Rosie O'Donnell, right?
Is it? Is that why she sounds like she's from Brooklyn?
Turk is Rosie O'Donnell, yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that. How do you know that, but you haven't seen the movie?
I told you, I've seen some of it, but it's, I just lose my interest.
Turk. Shart?
Start.
Start. Woo. Well, that was so good. I know you are ready. Don't sing.
No one
it.
Did it. How can they be ready if
no,
no one
even
did
watching
it?
It's weird. The two clips that they keep showing of this chick, one she has gloves on and the other one she doesn't.
You think it was cold one day?
Yeah. Her. Why does she sound like Elvis?
But she wants to.
Oh. I can. It looks like she's talking to herself. Over here. That's everybody from this over the bottom row all the way to the very, very back. And you guys are going to be Holy shit, this is such a long show, I didn't even realize.
So long, and it's so boring.
The dancer next to her looks so bored as shit.
He's almost
like,
as bored as I am.
Shut the fuck up, you dumb cunt.
First, you've got two stomps.
Two!
Stomp.
Woo!
It looks like Eli Manning, that's what he looks like.
Woo.
Only 9 minutes left.
Yay, we did it. There's no one in the audience. Oh god, not this guy.
Oh my god, we have to do the middle now too?
Do you? No! Boo! Turk doesn't like you.
We start off with two claps. You gotta clap, clap. Follow that up with two snaps. Both hands way over your head. Snap, snap. Put it together. You gotta clap, clap. And a snap, snap. You're looking good. Listen up now.
Oh, stop singing the instructions.
Clap, clap, snap, snap.
Clap, clap, snap, snap. Clap, clap, snap, snap.
What if you can't clap or snap?
I'm not hearing the snapping. All right.
Thank you. Thank you, Turk, for putting us out of our own misery.
How do people even remember what to do?
Well, everyone claps.
Throw
because
shit.
They make sure everyone claps because that's the only way this show gets any applause.
Right. They're like, yay, we're doing a good job.
No. You guys told them to do that.
Why isn't Rosie singing?
Rosie couldn't be bothered. She said, don't ask me to come.
She's like, I can run a few lines and that's about it. Fiesta! Gotta go! More! Oh, the singer fell down. Good. Is it still the song?
I thought you were doing that already. There's at least another song.
Yeah. At least it wasn't that song still. What? Was that a dolphin?
Yeah, there's dolphins.
What the damn hell is happening?
There are dolphins in the jungle.
What the fuck? Come on, Two Worlds Band, you motherfuckers. Yeah, they're all right. Dance back.
They sucked.
Yeah. What about Turk? Boo. And don't forget all of you out there. You.
Yeah, thank you, Turk.
I'll kill you. What up?
No.
You want some more? You want some of this? You want some more? Is that just someone doing a terrible Rosie O'Donnell impression?
Yeah.
Yeah, it doesn't even sound like her. Yeah. Go back to Hot Topic, you idiot. PacSun. Not here. Peace.
It's the biggest watch I've ever seen.
I know. I didn't think there's a clock on it.
There wasn't. You're right. It was. Just a leather strap bracelet.
Oh, God, this song again. There's so many other songs. Oh, did they even do this song yet? I don't even remember. It all sounds the same. Alright. Oh, yes.
Tarzan
Poor
does
Turk.
Not
he
rock.
Wants to go to bed. She.
Just won't end.
Stop. Stop changing the song. Just sing it good. Not even great, just good.
Do me a favor and look at the dancers in the background. They're really not doing anything.
They're just standing there. People should be going crazy right now because this is the finale. They're not doing anything on the stage.
Most of the people aren't even paying attention.
They're just walking around. If there was ever lag time, I would get off the damn stage.
They're not even paying attention. They're clapping. That's what the dancers are doing. They're clapping.
Yeah, they're like, we ran out of choreography in 20 minutes in. Monkeys are climbing. Where the hell is Tarzan and Jane?
Yeah, they didn't get their...
They didn't come back.
They didn't get their... yeah, their... It's not their intro, but... They didn't get their name set.
No. They don't get any credit?
Nope.
They did the most work.
No credits.
They did the most impressive stuff. Get this fucking chick off the stage. Her Matrix fucking leather jacket. It wasn't even cool then.
No, it wasn't.
Oh, here they come. Nope. Yeah, there they are.
There they are.
Oh, did she change wigs? She has
Hopefully.
Black hair now. Oh, no, she's red.
Just the lighting.
Yikes, that face.
Oh, my God, they're still going. Just get off. Everyone just walk off the stage.
Do they at least bow?
Yeah, they're bowing right now.
No, Tarzan and Jean. Oh, there they are. And Turk.
Turk, stop hogging the spotlight.
Get to... Oh, okay. Holy shit. That guy must do roids. He's all built up top and nothing underneath.
No leg. He skips leg day. Oh my God, they're still going.
They already did this song. Ah, he's singing.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
You've been a terrific audience. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye.
Why would you see me?
See
you would
next
never
Tuesday.
See me again. Do you think they said see me next time?
Oh, there's the guy with the guitar solo. Holy shit, was he have a 12-string?
A 6-string bass.
Why?
So
4 wasn't enough for the show.
So you can get real low. Do you think they said see
he's
you
like,
next time on the last show?
No. They're like, bye. They're just jamming out on the stage. The drummer's going crazy. No, he looks like he's having fun. Oh, it's two drummers. One has bongos. Oh, keyboards.
It was supposed to be keyboards, but nothing came out.
They just started with this. Now set the stage on fire. He holds his guitar so high.
Well, it's easier to play better when you hold it up high, but he's not doing anything
playing?
Difficult. He's just playing bar chords and power chords.
And he's going, meow. He enjoys it. If I got paid to do what I like, I'd be all set with that. It's a massive bass.
It's a 6-string bass. It looks like it might even be a 7-string.
It's a lot of strings.
Never heard of a 7-string bass before. Actually, that's interesting. I've heard of an 8-string bass.
Yeah.
That looks. That's definitely a 6-string.
It looks like a lot.
It must suck playing for everyone walking away.
Oh, they're closing the curtains now. Alrighty. That was...
Awful?
Interesting. Maybe Jungle Book will be better. We'll see.
We will see, but not on this one.
That was a long show. How long
was
that?
That was tough to get through.
20 minutes?
32 minutes.
What, really?
Really.
Holy shit. Sorry.
Yeah.
Well, we'll have the link up if you guys want to watch that atrocity. I like the Tarzan part. That was pretty good.
It was okay,
that
but...
doesn't redeem the whole show,
no,
though.
No, it doesn't. Not
Can you
at
imagine
all.
Spending a half an hour in Animal Kingdom and you just got that out of it?
Think about how hot it is there.
Yeah. Those fans, but they weren't on. I think it's winter in this, but still. It's too hot, especially
no,
in Animal Kingdom.
I can see why this is gone, and I'm glad it is.
Mm-hmm. All right, well... We have a lot of Animal Kingdom to go, but we'll just kind of keep rotation, I guess.
Hopefully it's better than this.
And we already did our send-off in the car, so...
So, sayonara.
See ya. Bye. Bye.